Welcome to the 8th episode of the AWB Sports Podcast, live from the 405. I'm Austin, I'm here with Ben and Bruce.
What's up? It's been so long. I'm so happy.
Sorry. Hi. No, you're good. If you haven't listened to our previous episodes, you should go ahead and go do that. The link's in our Instagram bio, and you can listen to us on Spotify. But now, right before we go into it, here's a short break from our sponsor. All right, we're back here, and today's episode is over the NFL Draft. And we're going to be talking about the quarterbacks up first. So, Ben, why don't you take it away?
All right. Starting off, Trevor Lawrence, best quarterback in the draft by far.
I wouldn't say it's by far, but he was for sure the best quarterback in the draft. I have seen some people that have arguments that Zach Wilson or Justin Fields are better than him, but...
Are those people on LSD or something? Talking about LSD in my A-push class right now, but... I swear they're on LSD or something because there's no way.
I think Justin Fields is up there.
Okay, here's what I'm saying though. Trevor Lawrence is the best all-around quarterback that the NFL has seen in a decent amount of years.
Right.
Like, you looked at last year. Last year's what? Tua, Joe Burrow, and Justin Herbert. I mean, they're good, but they weren't as well-rounded of players as Trevor Lawrence is going to be.
Tua is really not that great, but...
Well, not right now. You got to give him some time.
Yeah. Okay. Anyway.
The only way I could see, this is a stretch here, but the only way I see somebody going above Trevor Lawrence as a quarterback is if... who's his face? Urban Meyer decides to do the Ohio State connection with Justin Fields.
Even though there was no Ohio State connection.
But I'm saying, like, you know, they can implement some Ohio, I don't know. That's the only thing I can see is,
you know. And that's a stretch, yeah.
Exactly, that's what I'm saying. I don't see anybody else going above Trevor Lawrence.
Let's talk about Mac Jones. Why
are you talking about Mac Jones?
Why is he not up there?
Because he's not he's an okay quarterback.
Mac Jones has accuracy issues a lot of the time. And if you watch... if you watch some film, you will see that Devontae Smith has to track back to catch some balls because he underthrows and overthrows some of his balls.
Didn't Mac Jones just have one of the best passing accuracy seasons in college football history?
Uh-oh.
What? Because he had good receivers.
Like, That's a good point.
Jason Bruce can go out there and throw 75% completion rate like Mac Jones almost did.
I think he could with Devontae Smith's hands.
No,
I mean,
he could not.
Pretty much anything. And Devontae Smith led the league in screens, so that really does help Mac Jones.
Yeah, but still, 74% completion rate.
Oh, yeah, I mean, when you have good receivers, something like that.
I'm just saying that you said his biggest weakness is his accuracy problems. But he just came off one of, if not the best, passing accuracy seasons.
His biggest problem is either underthrowing the ball or his decision-making, which isn't great, except he mostly just throws it to
Devontae
Smith.
Which is why the other people are ahead of him.
Exactly. All right. So, getting to Zach Wilson and Justin Fields, both should be 2 and 3 off the board, maybe.
They're both deserving of the 2 spot.
What do you think separates whichever one you think is better?
I think, it's just so close between the two. I like Zach Wilson more. I think he's more complete than Justin Fields is.
Did Zach Wilson have any good receivers at BYU?
I couldn't name one off
so
the top.
So that's probably, it probably helps him out because, you know.
Yeah.
Another thing with Zach Wilson, which wasn't really showcased at BYU, is he's one of the fastest quarterbacks in this draft.
Oh, yeah. And nobody really talks about his speed and his athleticism.
Because nobody saw it at BYU. He was 100%, not 100%, but he was mainly a pocket passer.
Right.
So... I think that with the way he performed at BYU last year and this speed that we're hearing about recently, I think that he's deserving of the second quarterback taken off the board. But the thing with Justin Fields is I don't understand where the slander came from for Justin Fields. You know what I'm saying? Like, coming up...
Which slander?
All of the above. Like, coming up to the Did he lose? He lost in the semifinals. No, he lost the championship.
Yeah.
And before the championship game, everyone was like, oh, Justin Fields is number two.
Yes.
For sure.
Yes.
Justin Fields was coming off an injury that game, though, right?
Here's what I'm saying. Yes, out of nowhere, after the championship game, which, I mean, they lost to Alabama, but that's Alabama.
Yeah.
That one of the best teams that college football has seen in a quick minute.
Exactly.
Everybody was just like, oh, Justin Fields isn't what we thought he was. And, like, yeah, he doesn't make the best decisions, but you have to realize he's played in the Big Ten, right?
Yeah.
And he's made it to... What, he's made it to national championship last year, and then he's, what, made it to, how many years was he there? Three? Two?
Three.
Yeah, I know he made it to the,
and he was in the Heisman
college football champion, or not the champion, the playoffs, year before. In the I don't know where Heisman he finished. Watch. He's, anyway, so I'm just saying, I don't know where this Justin Fields slander came from, because it was just out of nowhere. Everyone was just like, oh yeah, I agree, Justin Fields isn't number two anymore. And I was like,
yeah.
Where did this come from?
Now, do you think Zach Wilson should be taken before Justin Fields?
I honestly think that either way, it's going to be a good pick for that team. I don't care who goes two, who goes three.
Okay, but, like, I want your opinion.
I think Zach Wilson
would be in front of him. I couldn't tell you because I have pros and cons for both players that it's too tough for me to decide, right? Unless something comes out that's like, oh, Zach Wilson can't throw the ball very far, which isn't true. Right. I'm saying something like that. Or like, oh, Justin Fields gets injured every time he plays football. So
right.
I think for me, the main thing with Zach Wilson is that he was on a team that's not as good and still did just as good as Justin Fields, so
yeah.
I think that's why I think he should go in front of him.
Yeah, that makes
but
sense.
But I mean, it's not like Justin Fields is bad, but like
Ben,
that,
what do you think about the epilepsy issues for Justin Fields?
Epilepsy issues?
You haven't heard about that?
No.
Yeah, he has epilepsy.
He does?
Y'all haven't heard about that?
Uh-uh.
Yeah, so I guess he got evaluated and it came out that he has epilepsy and that it was reported that he should grow out of it, which, I mean,
is
I don't...
Well, if he's going to grow... Had it?
Huh?
Has he always had it?
I think so.
If he's going to grow out of it, and he's always had it...
I think he's fine.
He's going to be fine, because if he's playing this well, I mean, obviously, there's some flaws in his game, but if he's playing this well with epilepsy, and he overcomes... Not overcomes, but, like, gets out of the epilepsy in the NFL, it's just going to make him that much better.
I agree.
Okay, moving on to the most, how would I put this? Not underlooked, but unknown? Yeah, something like that. We don't know a whole lot about Trey Lance and how he can, I mean, he did, play all, he's what, 17? He went 17-0, I can't remember, but he's thrown zero picks in every one of his starts or something like that.
Yeah, it's crazy.
He's got the college football record for most games consecutive without a pick.
Yeah, I think his best trait, though, is his ability to not only run the ball, but run people over. I mean, his rushing ability is the best in this draft.
Yeah. I think, personally, his best trait is that he looks like, if you were to go on to Wish.com and type in Patrick Mahomes, that is what you would get. Face-wise,
yeah.
He looks like Patrick Mahomes had a kid with a tan person.
With a tan person.
I didn't know what ethnic group to make it, but
okay.
A tan person. A tan, you know person. What I'm saying? But I think that
interesting.
Trey Lance has one of the biggest... He is, I think, the biggest risk in this draft.
I would disagree, but I get what you're saying.
Who would you say is the biggest risk?
Micah Parsons, Jalen Phillips. Those two probably are.
Trey Lance, okay.
And we can talk about those later, but.
All right, on to wide receivers.
Yeah, first up, Jamar.
Hey,
Chase.
Bruce, I'm going to ask you a question.
Yeah, what's up?
How many touchdowns did Jamar Chase catch last season?
I couldn't tell you. Could you tell me?
Just take a guess. Take a guess.
Did he get hurt last season or something?
Just take a guess.
Answer me first.
I'm just
take a guess.
I feel like
it's under 10. I'll give you that.
2.
He caught 0. You know why? He didn't play last season. Yeah, that's why.
He opted out
when you asked me. So why is he number 1?
Because he proved, he didn't prove, but he showed the season before that he is one of the best wide receivers in this class, and that
you think he's still
like, I don't know. That's one thing that I'm worried about. I think that, I mean, yes, he should have been doing everything in his favor to get him to where he is now in the draft, but I don't know necessarily if he did all of that. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But I assume he did, because why wouldn't he? But
right. I think his best thing is, he was the number one receiver on the LSU team with Justin Jefferson.
Yeah.
And so, like, we saw how Justin Jefferson played last season. And so, I think that Ja'Marr Chase maybe won't do as good because Justin Jefferson had an amazing season.
One of the best rookie seasons we've seen in the...
Exactly. But he is going to be really good. Scary good.
Bruce, I have a question for you.
What's up?
If I were to ask you what Jalen Waddle's best trait was, what would you tell me that would be?
Well, he's a wide receiver.
Yes.
But what's his best trait?
No, I'm thinking.
Okay.
I don't want to say catching because I feel like that's too easy of an answer.
Okay, so
you'd also be wrong.
What is it?
Blocking.
No, it's speed.
Okay, that's going to be my other...
Everybody is comparing him to Tyreek Hill.
Yes.
That is why... I mean, you saw... He got injured last season, broke his fractured whatever ankle, right?
Yes.
Foot, something like that.
It was his ankle.
But before he injured himself, he was playing one of the best seasons that a wide receiver can play with, you know, another receiver, Devontae Smith.
That obviously
won the Heisman.
Right.
Yeah.
Speaking of Devontae Smith, he proved last year that he was a great player. Ben, do you think his size is an issue?
Yes.
Obviously, if he didn't...
No, he's going to get rocked in the NFL.
If he didn't weigh in at Pro Day, he obviously himself has concern over his weight.
The scary part is, I heard reports that he was down to 166.
Bro, hit the gym.
Austin, you weighed...
Austin's not going in the NFL.
Exactly.
That's what I'm saying, Bruce. That's my point.
I thought you were making fun of him for making fun of DeMarcus.
Me too.
No. I'm saying that
Austin... That is scary.
Yeah. Looks like a... Take a PVC pipe and...
Hey, let's not trash me on this, okay?
I'm not talking about you.
You said Austin.
Yeah, I'm talking about... Okay.
Okay.
No, Devontae Smith looks like you take a PVC pipe and you put a skeleton around it.
Pretty much.
Like me.
No.
Did you hear what he said? He said, I'm a football player, not a bodybuilder.
Okay, hey, well, that kind of comes...
real. I was like, real. I was like, okay.
That kind of comes along with it, though. You kind of have
to... Yeah, you kind of got to be fairly big.
All right, Bruce, who's the next person we're talking about?
Rashad Bateman.
That's not what that says on your notes there.
But it's right.
It says Rashford because I was being silly.
Yes.
Anyway, Rashad Bateman, didn't he also opt out of the season?
Yes.
That's why Minnesota sucked this year.
Yeah. But,
When has Minnesota ever been good?
They were good last season.
Okay, besides last year.
I mean, well, yeah, the
season they had Rashad Bateman, yes.
They were, what, 12-2, 11-2, something like that?
I mean, I haven't really watched a whole lot of film on him. Simply because he opted out.
You have? Let's hear it. Give us a full breakdown right now.
Well, you see here, Rashad Bateman.
Yeah.
He plays, you know, for Minnesota. And,
Well, he doesn't anymore.
Well, yeah, because he's going to the NFL. And, he's pretty good.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I would say, around the fourth or fifth person to go in the draft. Fourth, fifth round.
The fourth and, or fifth wide receiver or the fourth or fifth person?
Oh, person. He's that good.
And he's going to go in the fourth round as the fourth person.
Yeah.
You know, there's 32 rounds in, or 32 drafts in one round, right?
Yeah, I would say he's that good.
So he's, okay.
Okay. And you know, in the practices, he's always catching the passes.
Oh yeah.
And now on to our favorite one, Tylan Wallace.
He should go as number one for sure.
Jags take him at number one.
That would be crazy. It's not happening though.
We wish.
What I saw an interview, not an interview, but a sports analyst. I forgot who it was. He talked about Tylan Wallace. Uh-huh. And his style of play. And who he compared him to is Michael Gallup. And that, I thought, was a really good comparison. Because both of them are deep threats who aren't necessarily the fastest and don't necessarily get the best separation off their defender.
Yep.
But if you throw up a 50-50 ball, that 50-50 ball turns into like a 60-40 ball.
Right.
Out of nowhere. I don't get it. Tylan Wallace is... got his back turned to the quarterback, and next thing you know, Spencer Trashters throws a pass, and next thing you know, Tylan Wallace is contorting.
He's got double me activated all the time. What's his name? Shane Ellingworth?
Spencer Sanders.
No, the backup quarterback.
Shane Ellingworth.
He'll catch his passes, and his passes are sometimes kind of bad.
Spencer Sanders is worse.
Yeah, but
they're both not that great.
But Shane Ellingworth.
Anyway.
On to running backs, right? We got number wide receivers.
Yeah, we got running backs.
Austin, who you think's being taken off the board number one in running backs?
You know, this is kind of hard for me because the top three running backs I feel like are all really close. That being Najee Harris, Travis Etienne, and...
Chuba Hubbard!
No, not Chuba Hubbard.
LD Brown.
Who's the third? You didn't tell us the third. Javonte
Williams. I blanked on his name. I think, so, Najee Harris is probably the most complete running back out of the three. That's kind of obvious. I think he's probably going to get taken first because of that. Travis Etienne being more of a pass catcher and Javonte Williams being kind of the bruiser running back. But I think it just depends on what the team needs and if they really want a bruiser like Javonte or if they want a pass catcher like Etienne. But I would, if it were me, I would pick Najee Harris first.
That's why it's not up to you. You know that?
That's what I told him one time when he was trying to tell me who that.
It should be up to me.
Because Javonte Williams is going to go first, and mark my words.
What I was going to ask you, Austin, is... Yeah. What are your NFL comparisons for the top three there?
Let's see. Javonte Williams, Nick Chubb. Okay, I mean,
makes sense.
Absolute bruiser. And then
Travis
Etienne. Christian McCaffrey or Alvin Kamara because they're both great receivers. Najee Harris, I would say probably like. A Zeke, maybe? I think he...
You mean 2016 Zeke.
Zeke in general just doesn't fumble as much. We don't know. But, I mean, yeah, that's...
Okay. Yeah, I agree with what you said. But moving on to...
Corners.
No?
Nope. We still have one more running back.
Yep. Oh. Chuba Hubbard. Chuba, I mean...
He peaked.
Listen. Going into... last season, he was talked about being a top running back off the board. If he would have played the same heat as he did the season before, like last season, mm-hmm. if that made any sense, he would be talked about as a top three running back.
Right.
But the thing is, he just halfway through, or he didn't play very well the first half of the season. And in the second half of the season, he kind of just... used an injury as an excuse to sit out, which, I mean, I kind of get, because, you know, got to get to the NFL, right. But I don't know what happened, but if he can return to the 2,000 yards rushing Chuba Hubbard, he's going to be one of the biggest sleeper picks in this draft.
I completely agree. Do you think he will? Do you think he'll become the running back we want him to be?
It depends, honestly. I think if he's given a running back one role mm-hmm. right out of the gate, he could.
Mm-hmm.
Or if he's given, like, you know how, who was it, Colts running back, Jonathan Taylor.
Yeah.
He wasn't running back one at the start of this season.
He was behind Marlon Mack.
Exactly.
And now he's not.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying. He got injured, and so now.
And he was able to prove himself.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying. Right. Something like that, where he can, you know, kind of learn behind RB1.
Yeah.
Something like that. If he can do, but if he goes and he's running back two, running back three for like the first two or three seasons, he's not going to get back up because he's just going to fall
off. My thing is, I really thought Justice Hill was going to be a great running back in the NFL.
Yeah.
And then he went to the Ravens. I was like, okay, cool. You know, they're going to have a good running game.
Ravens.
And then.
Stop talking.
And then he didn't. And they drafted J.K. Dobbins, and that's their guy now. So I really hope Chuba doesn't end up in a similar situation, and I don't think he will, but hopefully I'm not wrong on that.
All right, on
to... Ravens could just keep getting OSU running backs.
Yeah. And
just get Chuba.
Yeah, that could happen.
You know, make them great, because you know how good
Justin... They need a wide receiver is what they need.
Right.
No.
Anyway, on the corners.
On to the most controversial...
Man, this one is hard.
Patrick Surtain.
Do you even know who he plays for? Don't have it written down, huh?
Kalen Party.
What?
He plays for the Kalen Parties.
Yes. So, Patrick Surtain.
Out of Alabama.
Alabama. Yep.
There you go. Caleb Farley.
Virginia Tech.
Farley,
yes.
I thought it was Farty.
Nope.
No, and then...
Who do you have that?
J.C. Horn,
yeah. Me.
This is probably one of the closest top three in a certain position that I've seen in...
I don't know, receivers are pretty close.
Yeah, I was about to say receivers are close.
One of... Did you not hear me?
Okay, fine.
I think that the corners are more close than the wide receivers are. I think I could pick... I could pick 1, 2, and 3 out of the wide receivers way easier than I could pick 1, 2, and 3 out of the corners.
I agree with that.
Do you not agree with me, Bruce? Do you just throw your water bottle in disbelief?
No, it smelled like pizza.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay. Anyway, yeah, I mean, Austin and I have been doing some research over these corners because I went into it looking at Patrick Surtain because, you know, mock drafts have been saying Patrick Surtain's being taken top corner.
Yeah.
And then Austin shows me this kid named Caleb Farley, who I didn't even know was who personally.
A year ago, I was Patrick Surtain all the way. I was like, next year, we're going to draft Patrick Surtain. It's going to be great. We're going to have a great defense.
Who's we?
The Cowboys.
Sorry, I should have clarified. That's my bad.
Okay,
yeah. Ravens!
No.
Yeah, I'm the assistant GM. You should know this.
Right, my bad.
So, I think me and Ben both agree, maybe Bruce too, all agree that J.C. Horn is number three.
Oh, yes, for sure.
Yeah.
Do you know who J.C. Horn is?
The argument here is between Patrick Surtain and Caleb Farley. Now, I love Patrick Surtain. He is a great corner. But from looking at Caleb Farley, I really think that he has a chance to not only be a good starter, but be one of the best corners in the league. He has the physical skills to do it. I mean, he ran, what, a 4.27?
Yeah.
40. It's insane.
That's easy.
You could run a 4.27?
Yeah.
I want to see it right after the podcast.
We'll go. In the rain, we'll do it.
Okay.
All right.
And he's tall, he's long, he's just, he has the physical skills to be a great corner. The only thing I don't like about him is sometimes he gets lost while in coverage. I think that's
not a good thing.
But there's always a but to it, right? So if Patrick Surtain were to make those mistakes, he couldn't. He's beat because he ran a 4.44.
Here's the thing, though. Patrick Surtain doesn't make those mistakes. That's why.
No.
That's why Patrick Surtain is thought of as cornerback one. Right. Because yes, Caleb Farley has
get lost.
Caleb Farley might have a faster 40. Right. Might be more physical, but Patrick Surtain is playing just as well as Caleb Farley with these things that you're saying he's worse right. at.
I completely agree. But so, the thing is, he's playing like this in college. When you get to the NFL, it's a whole other level. And I think Caleb Farley's
athletic
oh crap speed is really going to help
him. I think not getting lost in the first place is way better than oh crap speed.
Well, he's got every rookie corner is going to get lost. But, it's going to happen.
But Patrick Surtain,
are you saying this guy isn't going to get lost?
Patrick Surtain in college didn't have a problem with getting lost. Caleb Farley in college has a problem.
He did occasionally,
but not as bad as Caleb Farley did. Right?
I don't think you realize what I'm saying. They're both really good.
I know that. I don't care which one we draft as long as the Cowboys draft the corner.
Right.
But I'm saying that there's an argument for both of them.
What I'm saying is, in college, which is kind of the argument here, in college, Caleb Farley's not knowing exactly where to be didn't hurt him any because he had the speed to make up for it. Now, every DB is going to mess up in the NFL. I mean, you're going against players like Devontae Adams, Stephon Diggs, DeAndre Hopkins. You're going to mess up because they are great.
Do you think Von Miller messed up when he came out of college?
Everybody messes up.
No, that was a genuine question.
Yes.
Because he's the best corner of all time.
Von Miller?
Von yes. Miller is a corner?
Yes.
That'd be scary.
Do you even know who Von Miller is?
No.
Okay. He was just throwing out names.
Who's the cornerback for the Broncos that was really good for a while?
Champ Bailey?
Is that it?
I don't know.
Who's Von Miller?
Von Miller's a linebacker for the Broncos.
Oh, that's what I'm thinking of.
Okay.
So I was right, sort of. No.
No, so, I knew he played Ben, for the Broncos. What's your biggest thing for Patrick Surtain?
He is the best well-rounded corner in this draft. He can... I mean, he's not...
I wouldn't say he's the most well-rounded. I would say he's the smartest.
He's most well-rounded and the smartest.
What do you consider as well-rounded?
Meaning that he's...
skills and athleticism.
He's good at pass coverage,
mm-hmm.
run coverage, stuff like that.
Run coverage.
Whatever you... run defense.
There you go.
Sorry.
Yeah.
But he's not... He doesn't excel in one way better than the other, but he mm-hmm. doesn't... you know, really suck at one.
Neither does Caleb Farley.
Caleb Farley has a lot bigger difference in his pass and run game, though, than Patrick Surtain does. Patrick Surtain has a more balanced type play. You know what I'm saying?
I agree with that. I don't like that. See, the most valuable thing in rookie corners, I believe, is speed. Simply because you can't teach speed. You can teach how to play the right way. You can teach
okay, not so to get you're lost. Telling me that Henry Ruggs should have been drafted first wide receiver last year?
Wide receiver's different. Henry Ruggs.
You can't teach speed. You can teach someone how to catch. You can teach someone how to route run.
Speed.
You can't teach Henry Ruggs or Caleb Farley or Tyreek Hill speed. But you can teach somebody how to catch. That's the same thing you're saying for the corners right now.
That's why he went so high, Ben.
That's what I'm saying. I'm asking Henry Ruggs.
Catching and speed are different things. You can teach catching.
Yeah.
Oh, I thought you were saying you can't.
No.
My bad.
I'm just saying that Henry Ruggs, yes, he's got Olympic speed, right? But he shouldn't have been taken number one wide receiver. Just like, yes, Caleb Farley has amazing speed.
Mm-hmm.
But that doesn't always guarantee that you're going to be a good corner.
It does help, though.
Yes, so, obviously.
I think
if I ran a 4.24, 4.27, I would be the best wide receiver in freaking Oklahoma football right now.
That's a good point.
Because nobody could catch me. I'd just run go routes the entire time.
Right, right.
I would be the best corner in Oklahoma right now. Because I could just, I don't even know how to play. I would just stay with them.
But you're not.
I see what you mean.
But you're not.
I'm just saying that. Speed obviously helps because you can't teach that, and speed's gonna, you know, help you.
Mm-hmm.
But if you can't get somebody to play a good game, right? I'm not saying Caleb Farley's bad, but I'm saying if Patrick Surtain plays a better game, right? Caleb Farley, if you can't teach him that, if you can't teach him to play like Patrick Surtain, Patrick Surtain's gonna be the better corner.
Right. Here's what I'm saying. And, like, I get what you're saying. But mistakes are going to happen in the NFL, like, times 10 what they happened in college, right?
Yeah.
So, Patrick Surtain is going to make mistakes, and they're going to be bad. We know this, because he's a rookie.
Same thing with Caleb Farley.
Right. But, my thing is, number one, I also have another thing for Caleb Farley. But number one, Caleb Farley has that speed to, like, catch back up to the guy, and Patrick Surtain doesn't. So if he makes a mistake,
he's Henry beat. Ruggs has speed to outrun anybody on the field.
Yeah, but he's going to drop the ball.
Okay.
Yeah.
Surtain's going to blow his coverage. I mean, Farley's going to blow his coverage. It's the same thing.
It's not the same thing.
It's the same thing.
It's not. Okay, we need to get off this. Just
final
a second
thoughts,
about,
anyone.
A second about J.C. Horn. He's kind of like a Caleb Farley to me, except like a step down in the physical aspects, except he's super physical, sometimes to the point where he should be called for holding, and I think that's the biggest thing against him, and the NFL is a lot stricter when calling PI than colleges, so I think that could really hurt him in the NFL.
Yeah. Last thought, Kyle Pitts. Talk to me about him.
Is he a tight end or a receiver?
Yes.
Who knows?
All of the above.
He should go to the NFL as a tight end because he'll like, you know, be able to handle people.
What?
Sorry, as a wide receiver, since he can play both and he can be big at a wide receiver.
He'll probably
he'll
rotate.
Go as a tight end and he'll rotate in packages.
Yeah,
he'll rotate between tight end and slot receiver. Another thing I want to talk about is Micah Parsons and Jalen Phillips. I don't know if y'all know.
I know
a
Micah
lot.
Parsons is.
So Micah Parsons is like a freak athlete, and there are some knocks against him about his pass coverage. But I do think he's probably the best defensive player in this draft, and if his off-the-field issues don't hinder him, then he should be a great linebacker.
Yeah.
And Randy Moss had some of the same issues, and he turned out to be one of the greatest receivers ever. Another one, Jalen Phillips. I don't know if y'all knew this, but he had 3 concussions in college at UCLA.
Wow, that's a lot.
And he had to medically retire. And so I think that he's definitely going to fall in the draft because of this, and he might, if he gets another concussion, he might have to medically retire again.
Yeah.
Like Grant Calcaterra.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's playing at Auburn now.
Yep, he is.
Yeah. All right, that's it for this episode.
I hope you enjoyed listening. Bye-bye.
If you haven't followed our Instagram yet, please do. It is ABB_sports_podcast. If you haven't followed us, please check it out and give us a follow and listen to our other episodes.
Link in bio.
Yes. Thank you for listening. I hope you enjoyed it.